Dreamscape presents A Deception at Thorncrest by Ashley Weaver, narrated by Alison Larkin. Chapter 1. Thorncrest, Allingcross, Kent, April 1934. It was on a sunny spring morning in the 8th month of my pregnancy that a woman arrived on my doorstep claiming to be married to my husband. The day started out much like any other, with no hint that I would soon be involved in a melodrama worthy of any of the radio plays with which I had lately been amusing myself. I arose early and breakfasted heartily before going to the morning room to complete my correspondence. My husband, Milo, was in London for the weekend, tending to some business with our solicitor, and I was taking advantage of the solitude to catch up on my letter writing. Things had been quiet at Thorncrest, our country house, over the past few months, and for once I didn't mind the slow pace. My pregnancy had been progressing well, and we were expecting our first child in a month. Many of the anxieties I had felt in the initial stages of my pregnancy had begun to subside as we neared the birth. Perhaps it was the growing bond with my child. Or perhaps it was simply the knowledge that my baby's arrival was inevitable, whether I was prepared or not. I was composing a letter to my cousin Laurel, who was on holiday in Greece, expressing just such a sentiment. I am growing more and more excited the closer I come to the baby's arrival. I had worried that I might be anxious, but I am feeling rather calm and confident.